do a 10-minute halacha shiur today that we've done already in the past. A, it was a very long time ago. B, most of you weren't here then. And C, it was never recorded. So it's one of the lost recordings. And it's very nogea lemaisa. And that's the issue of Hechi Kedusha. When you're doing a Chazaras Hashatz, where people are in a rush apparently and they don't want to do the full Chazaras Hashatz, so they do only up until Kedusha. So, issues to deal with. When are you allowed to do that? And why are you, and I'm sorry, how do you do it when you do it? Right? What's a heter to actually just decide to cut out 3/4 of Chazaras Hashatz? And if you have that heter, how do you actually go about taking advantage of that heter? So Shulchan Aruch is very clear. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Lamed Beis Sif Aleph says, Im hasha'a d'chuka, if you're time pressured, yispalulu b'lachash, v'achar kach yom ha'shalit tziv, or whatever he goes, you should daven silently and then do a hechi kedusha. Fine. What does time pressure mean? It's clear from the context in Beis Yosef, time pressure means that you're coming up on Shkia, that if you daven the full Chazar Sashat, you're going to miss the Zman. So you have to make it a quick mincha to get the mincha in for the Zman. Now, interestingly, the Arizal is quoted by the Aruch HaShulchan, Reish Lamed Beis Sif Vav, that he was against doing a Hechi Kedusha even when you're up against Shkia. Meaning, let's say you're starting Mincha 4 minutes before Shkia. There's no way you're going to get Chazaras Hashatz done before Shkia unless you do a Hechi Kedusha. So that's exactly the case where the Shulchan Aruch said to do a Hechi Kedusha. Says the Arizal, no, even in that situation, don't do a Hechi Kedusha. He was very against it. He didn't like the idea of cutting out Chazaras Hashatz. Now, it happens to be, there's a discussion in the poskim anyway. What if you're going to finish mincha after shkia? Is that mutter if you're going to finish mincha after shkia? So that's do you only need to start mincha before shkia, or do you need to even finish mincha before shkia? So pashup shat, the majority of poskim assume, of course you need to finish mincha before shkia. But there is a tshuva, the Eretz Tzvi, a tshuva of the Kashuk Lover Gonin, some Kupchav Aleph, in the Tshuva Eretz Tzvi, where he says, based on the Tosos and Mesechus Brachos, Tosos Mesechus Brachos asks, on the Gemara over there, the Gemara says that Bilam, what was Bilam's great chachma? That he knew exactly how, the exact moment of each day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry, and during that moment he would curse somebody, and then the curse would take effect because it was at the moment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. That was his whole chachma. It wasn't that he was a tzaddik or a chassid or whatever, and therefore God always listened to him. It's just he knew that exact moment. So Frek Tosvos, what's he going to say in exactly one moment? What kind of curse could he have already? So Tosfos two terutzim. Number one, Tosfos says he could say chalein, wipe him out. So that you could say very quickly, and that's pretty massive. That would mean wipe out all the Jewish people. The other answer Tosfos says is no. It would take a while to formulate a proper curse, but he wouldn't need to finish the curse within that moment. All he would need to do is start the curse within that moment. He could finish it later. It could take 10 minutes to say the whole curse, but as long as he started it at that rega, at that exact moment, the curse would still be effective. So says the Kashuk Lover Gaon in the name of the Yehudi Mipshischa, the Yid HaKadosh, that maybe that's not only a din in a curse of Bilam, maybe that's a din by anything that you have to do within the Zman. That all you need to do is start it within the Zman. Like davening mincha. You need to daven before shkia. Maybe that only means you need to start before shkia. And then everything is nimshach baso v'aschala. Everything goes after the moment that you started it. And the whole mincha is ki'ilu, you daven before the Zman. Now clearly when the poskim discuss this over here by the Hechi Kedusha, they clearly don't assume that way. The Arizal says, I know you're supposed to finish before shkia, and you're not going to still say Chazaras Hashatz. Not because he passes like the Yid HaKadosh. He holds not that way. It's just a good shita to know. Now, what if the situation is as follows? There are many people that are machmir to never say tachnun after shkia. That once shkia passes, they won't say tachnun. So, if you have that chumrah not to say tachnun after shkia, and you realize that if we do a full chazar shatz, we're not going to be able to say tachnun. If we do a half chazar shatz, we'll be able to say tachnun. So, which one wins? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Alicha Shlomo, page Kuf Samech Aleph on Tefillah, Os Hei says definitely better to say Chazaras Hashatz and skip Tachnun than to say Tachnun and skip Chazaras Hashatz. Tachnun does not rise to the level of Chazaras Hashatz in terms of its importance. Chazaras Hashatz is much more important than Tachnun. Okay, so when can we do it? Really only when we're very time pressured. Now obviously, if a person works in Manhattan, let's say, and all the minyanim that people have in their offices are all Hechi Kedusha minyanim, so you don't daven b'yechidus, you daven with a minyan, obviously, and you're not calling the shots, there's nothing you can do, so you daven with such a minyan, whether it's correct or incorrect. Probably depends on what your employment arrangement is, whether it's correct or incorrect. If you're... being, you know, if you're being paid, expect to be back in the office 10 minutes later or whatever it is, so then probably it's the right thing to do. But if you have a little more leeway in terms of your employment, like most people probably do, and you can take an extra 5 minutes and just stay an extra 5 minutes later at the end of the day, or whatever, so that and that's understood and that's acceptable, so then it's probably the incorrect thing to do. I'm told in my uncle's minyan, my uncle Julius Berman has a mincha minyan in his office for years and years, that during Asar Yisimei Tshuva they do the full Chazar Shat, but when it's not Asar Yisimei Tshuva, I don't know, he must have asked someone, I assume he has someone, but I don't know what the svara is. Alright, so how do you do it? Once you're doing the Hechi Kedusha, so what do you do? So the Rabbah writes in Kuf Chav Dalet Tziv Beis that you should start Shemon Esrei together with the Shliach Tzibur from the beginning. And you get the Kedusha, you say Kedusha, you say Ludar Vadar after the Kedusha together with the Shliach Tzibur, and then you just continue. Everyone continues quietly after that. But you should start the Shemon Esrei together with the Shliach Tzibur. The Aruch HaShulchan says that no, that our minig is not like the Rama. That our minig is to wait till Kedusha, not say anything up until Kedusha, say Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur, and then after Kedusha, go back and start your Shemon Esrei. So you'll see in any given minyan where they're doing a Kedusha, there will be Yesh V'Yesh. Some people will do like the Rabbah, some will do like what the Aruch HaShulchan calls our minhag. The reason the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like the minhag of Rabbah is he says you miss all the amens at the beginning. The very few amens that you can get, because the Shliach Tzibur is saying those brachas out loud, you're not going to be able to get when you're saying it along with him. And also he says it's very difficult to concentrate when you're saying it along with the Shliach Tzibur. You're trying to keep the pace exactly as he's going, it's very difficult to concentrate on the words. So he thinks it's much better to do like our minhag, to just say it afterwards. Now, after the Kedusha, as we said before, the Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Chav Dalet Sivkat and Tes, you should continue with the bracha of Ledar Vadar until Hakel HaKadosh with the Shliach Tzibur. Now what about the rest of the Shemon Esrei? The Bir Halacha quotes that really the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to then say the rest of Shemon Esrei out loud also, at least until Modim. He's supposed to go out loud, so you could say Modim together as well. That really, that's the Ikra Din, that's the Halacha. But because our minig is, like the Aruch HaShulchan said, that we don't start with the Shliach Tzibur, so there's not going to be much benefit in having him go and say up until Modim out loud, because you're never going to catch him anyway. By the time you catch up to him, because you're starting from the beginning and he's starting from after Kedusha, you're never going to catch him by Modim anyhow. It's an assumption that you're not going to catch him, so that's why we don't do that. We don't have the Shliach Tzibur go out loud all the way until Modim. The Aruch HaShulchan says that he denies the whole thing. He says no one ever really held it. The Shliach Tzibur is supposed to say the whole thing, but Kalram, he retranslates all the Rishonim on that issue. Now, is there a heter to do it every day? In many yeshivas throughout the world, including in DRS High School, not in our base medrash, but in many major yeshivas throughout the world, they do a Hechi Kedusha every single day in the main minyan in the base medrash. What's the heter? So, people will tell you the heter is Bittul Torah. That they don't want to be mivatel second seder, so that's what they always said. And why you? There's no such heter because you always go to classes after mincha. After mincha, the schedule of someone leif hatorah also. People are running off to college after mincha, so there would be no such heter. Now the truth is, it's very difficult to accept that that's the heter, because if it's about bittul torah, that's what you're going to cut out of the schedule. You're going to cut out chazaras shats from the schedule. You know what would be better to cut out from the schedule? Psukei dezimra. Pesukei Dezimra is less important than Chazar Shatz. Why don't you cut out Pesukei Dezimra, you know, or just say Baruch Shamar Ashrei Yishtabach in the morning. That will save you a few minutes in the morning. It will save you like 10 minutes in the morning. And then what are you gaining over here? Another 3 minutes because of Chazar Shatz? Why would you cut out Chazar Shatz of all things for Bittul Torah? The Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say that in Kelim, you remember the Talmud Torah, they spent 30 minutes on Pesukei Dezimra in the morning. They weren't so worried about Bittul Torah. And yet, Hechi Kedusha Bemincha. So he says, it can't be that's the reason. So Rabbi Yankov has a different approach. Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, quoted by his grandson, Rabbi Daniel Neustadt, in one of his svarim, Diyunei Halacha, on page 233, he quotes Rabbi Yankov held that the reason they did it is a very, very sharp chiddush. He says, the reason that they did it, in yeshivas, the dafka, the minig is to do a Hechi Kedusha, is that, what was the original takan of Chazar Sashatz? Was for people who didn't know how to daven on their own. So they have the Shliach Tzibur daven for them. Where can you find people who don't know how to daven on their own? Amaratzim? Not in yeshiva. In yeshiva, you're going to find people who know their stuff. So initially, when they made the takana was never for yeshivas. So it's a carryover from the original takana that yeshivas don't do chazar sashat. The yeshivas will skip out on the chazar sashat. They'll say kedusha, but they skip out on the chazar sashat. The problem is, what about shachris? Why do we do Chazar Shas B'Shachris then? So Rabbi Yaakov said, no, B'Shachris is a different fart. You can't do a Kedusha B'Shachris because you need Smichas Kula L'Tefillah. Everyone's going to say Ga'al Yisrael, then wait till Kedusha, say Kedusha, and then start Shemona Esrei. Assuming not like the Minag HaRamah, assuming like the Minag that the Aruch HaShulchan calls our Minag, in the procedure of how to do it, you can't do it by Shachris, because you're not going to have a Smichas Gula L'Tefillah, which you certainly need. Now, in shuls, L'Chora, there's no heter to do a Kedusha in the shul. Most shuls do not do it. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, very poignantly, he says, if you're in a small minyan that has 10 people, 12 people, and you don't think you have 10 people answering Amens to Chazar Shatz, or 10 people paying attention, or if you could believe it, there might be people talking during Chazar Sashatz, then it's better to do away with Chazar Sashatz. Then you should just do the Kedusha, because what's the point? Every bracha the Shliach Tzibur makes in the whole Chazar Sashatz is going to be bracha levatala anyway, if you don't have 10 people answering Amen. So then it's better to do away with the Chazar Sashatz, just do the Kedusha, and that way you won't cause the Shliach Tzibur to make any bracha levatala, and that may be Miyashev the Minog in many places, why they do a Kedusha. Okay.